How often do we get caught up in conforming to this age? Advertising and social media bombard us with messages that tell us what we should want, what is necessary to be happy and successful. And we tend to agree. So off we go, chasing after that image of happiness the world creates, asking the Lord to bless what we have decided is pleasing and perfect. The Christian life, by contrast, is guided by a transformed mind that learns to think as God thinks. St. Paul tells us in Romans 12, "Do not conform yourself to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect." Dietrich Bonhoeffer helps us grapple with this. In his book, The Cost of Discipleship, he contrasts cheap grace with costly grace. Cheap grace requires no cross, no personal transformation. It's easy, it's Christianity without sacrifice, inconvenience, or self-discipline. But discipleship has a cost. It requires obedience, sacrifice, and suffering. The gospel demands that we trust God, that we trust His will for us will lead to a better life than what the world offers. And deep down, we know this to be true. We know it is this costly grace that buys us the peace and happiness we truly desire. So be transformed, renew your mind, not by the glamour of glitzy advertising or some exciting influencer on social media, but by God's Word. Spend time studying Scripture. Pray for the Holy Spirit's gifts of wisdom to discern His will for you and the fortitude to live it. Put God first in every area of your life, every moment of time, every ounce of talent, and every dime of treasure. That is where you will find true peace and happiness. St. Ignatius of Loyola said, "We should not get caught up in our desire for either health or sickness, wealth or poverty, success or failure, a long life or a short one, for everything has the potential to call us forth in a deeper response to God in our life. Instead, may we be transformed by renewing our minds and live each day with kindness and generosity, trusting that His will for us is what is good and pleasing and perfect."